It's well known that in the Welt that there seems to be a special inyan of saying the Kapitel Chof Beis on Tainas Esther. A skula, if you will, of some sorts. You know, that seems to be the tefillah that Esther said when she was going into Achashverosh. Keli, keli, loma azavtoni, Chof Beis in Tilim. And just agav, there are two types of skulas, it seems to me. There are skulas that are dangerous, and there are skulas that are non-dangerous. What do I mean? Skulas that have no inspiration to connection or bitochin or emunah in Hashem can sometimes be very dangerous because, I have a skula, and I start to rely on the skula instead of on the Rabbeinu Shalalem. It can happen. It happened. If you want, there's plenty of stories to back that concept up. But when the skula itself, like Parshas Hamon, or like Chof Beis in Tilim, is a hisoirus to be tochoin, so that danger doesn't exist because I am in the process of performing this skula. What I'm really doing is strengthening my connection and my reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's certainly very helpful. So that seems to be what this Chof Beis is all about, because really it talks about Esther's tefillah based on the bitochen that she turns to, the bitochen that was in previous generations, and many, many psukim there focusing on that. So part of that, what she says is, or what it says there, goyel el Hashem yifaltehu, yatzileu ki chofetzbo. You know, sort of put your reliance on Hashem and he will save you. Yatzileu, he'll save you, ki chofetzbo, because you desired him. Well, we'll see in a moment what that means. Ki ato goychi mi bete mavtiche al shteimi. You are actually the one that sustained me, mamish, from the beginning, from od bibeten imi, and when I was nursing by my mother. Olecho hoshlachti meirechem bibeten imi keli ato. I was relied upon you from the time of my birth. It's constantly been you've been involved in every aspect of my life, and every reliance was upon you. And you are the one. So the Radak explains that this means as follows. Here. He says two pshotim. So one pshat he says is, he says, Yatzileu ki chofetz bo, ki chofetz Hashem bo, v'shoma tfiloso. He'll save him when he turns to Hashem, because Hashem wants him and he listens to his tefillah. He says, Pirish, he says, Oi Pirish, there's another Pirish. Ki chofetz ha'odom bekel, kloimar, ze ro'inu v'shomanu. The reason that Hashem is helping him, because he desires Hashem. He's desiring, and he's putting his desire and his reliance in Hashem. Kloimar, ze ro'inu v'shomanu, kamo pe'omim. We saw this and we heard it many times. Ki mi she'mesabiv durochov utfiloso el hakel, the one who turns and focuses his ways, his actions, and his tefillos to Hashem, hokel yefalteu, Hashem will save him from his tzoro. Imkein lo moloi toishieni ki anachnu einenu elecho. Therefore, I say, why should he not save me? Because our eyes are focused on him. In other words, he says that when a person is, when a odom is chofetz b'Hashem, kloima, that means, he says to himself, this is what he's doing. He's turning to Hashem and he's saying, listen, I've seen and I've heard many times that one who puts their trust in you, you respond to. He says, Im Kain, why shouldn't you do it to me now? And therefore, I'm placing this reliance in you. And it seems a little bit strange that the tone of this discussion that he's having with himself. He says, we've seen many times that people, that when they trust you, they're saved, and therefore, why shouldn't you do it now? What's going on over here? What is the beginning position, and what is he convincing himself? He's a ma'amin, the person who's saying this, so he's a ma'amin, so he knows Hashem does, and Hashem is kol yochol, and Hashem is the ultimate Baal Chesed, and he knows everything. So what's the problem? So actually I bring it here, I don't know if we have time to read the whole thing, but this is from the Ramban in Emunah Bitochon, and the Ramban says that there's only one problem. It's Shemagor HaMachet. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe I don't deserve it. So in other words, I know Hashem is all-powerful. I know Hashem is all-loving. I know Hashem is all-chesed. I know Hashem is all-rachamim. And the problem is that maybe this particular situation, Shemagor HaMachet, that maybe I don't deserve it. If that's the case, then what is he answering to himself? What is he telling himself? He says, Ra'ino v'shamaro kamei po'omim. Very nice. Kamei po'omim, it happened, and kamei po'omim, it doesn't happen, and it depends on whether you're roi or not. So what is the answer? Ki, and then is then because it's ra'ino kamei po'omim, so what is the lesson that he learns from that? Im kein, lo v'lo tishieni, ki anachnu einenu lech. I'm relying on him now, so why shouldn't he save me? What do you mean, why shouldn't he save me? Why was your problem in the first place? Your problem in the first place was that maybe you're not worthy. So now all of a sudden, because kamei po'omim, I've seen and I've heard that other people are saved in this, and what's... Now all of a sudden, what is it? It's a game. Why shouldn't he save me? Why shouldn't he save you? Your whole reason that you're a mamin. And forget, if you're a mamin, the Ramban, if you look, it's a very beautiful, this Ramban on the other side here. If you're a mamin, then it's 100%, you know that Hashem's going to do it, then there's nothing. And really, if you didn't have the Shemagor HaMachet, you shouldn't even need any Ishtadlus, he says. Because I know this is what Hashem does. He saves people, he helps people, he's Molei Rachamim and Chesed and Hatovo, and he can do anything. So Elamai, maybe I don't deserve it. So how I've answered that question by saying Ra'inu v'shamanu kamei po'omim and lama lo tashieni, why shouldn't he do it to me? What in the world is going on over there? So it seems, and if you look at the Ramban, just one little piece, not to read the whole thing now, we don't have time for that, but he says he says, if you look at this, the second part, which is the bottom, he says, "Ela lefi." He says, "Kol habeteach mamin lefi she'ein odem beteach ela misha mamin." But you can't trust if you don't believe in him. Shayachoy lespiyodu lemal shalosu, that he has the ability. The ein kol mamin beteach, but every mamin is not going to be beteach. Ki lefomim yira shema yigrom hachet, because sometimes he's to be afraid maybe he sinned. Oh, Shema Kibel Kvar Almasav Hatovim Benisim Shosalei Haberi. Maybe he received already all the schar that's due him on all the nisim that he had. Vekasha Moitze Atzma Choyteu Peshea Keneged Chaste Haberi Yisborach. He says, when he finds himself, Choyteu Peshea, I'm a sinner, I've rebelled against the Chesed Hashem, Eino Noise Nafshe Livtoech Peshea Tzileu Mitzorosoi. He doesn't allow himself, he doesn't elevate his nefesh to trust that Hashem will save him from his tzoro or will give him the desires of his heart. And therefore he's doing hishtadlus and so forth. And if not for the yira, here's where he says, he wouldn't even have to do any hishtadlus. But what is the pshat over there? It seems that the inyan of Shemagor HaMachet is like this. The truth is that a mamin should be a bal bitochen. If a person would have the fullest emunah and recognize that Hashem is the Kol Yochel, and Hashem is the ultimate Meitiv, and He created the world only to do Chesed, and He's the ultimate Baal HaRachamim, and He's Zonu Mefarnes Mikarnir Eim HaBeit Sekinim, and this is what He does for the whole world, and He's Zekif Kefufim to everybody, not only to the Tzadikim, and He's Matir Asurim, and He allows them to sit up on the bed in the morning, only not only to the Tzadikim, but to the whole world. So of course, then he would be sure that Hashem is going to protect him too. What happens is there's this Shemagor HaMachet, which it interferes. It's emotionally, it doesn't allow him. It isn't real. It's Shemagor HaMachet, and it's not the reality, because the Rebbeinu Shalom is Meitiv to the Rishoyim too. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Meitiv to everyone. And he would be able to be sure that Hashem is going to give it to him, but the Shemagor HaMachet is something I can't reach that level. I can't follow through on what the Emunah should be teaching me because of this fact that I'm just afraid. Maybe I'm not worthy, or maybe I got all the chesed. He's Eino Noiseis Nafshoi Livtoach. He doesn't. It sounds like it's in his control. So when he sees that the that Hashem does this, he sees that picture, and then he says to himself, why should I be any different? Why should I allow this fear, which is going against the emuna that I have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to interfere with my ability to trust him, when he does that? All I have to know is he does that. I don't have to know that he always does that. Because the bitochen can emanate from the emunah, because that's what Hashem does. And I don't have to make myself an exception to that. There don't have to be exceptions. The exception is, I'm afraid, maybe I'm not worthy. That's something that, because of that, it's almost like I interfere with that knowledge myself. I force myself to interfere, the fear interferes with it. So I just have to give myself, take it easy, calm down. Why shouldn't he do it to you? He does it to all the other people. We see it so much. And it doesn't even point out that these people that he's doing it to are tzaddikim. He doesn't get involved with who they are. But just seeing it and reinforcing it again and taking it to the next step. So in other words, it seems we have the ability to rise above this Shem Agoram HaChet. The Shem Agoram HaChet is something that, it's a psychological weakness that we have. That I think the Goyim points out that Shem Agoram HaChet is not the mitzvah of Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim is to be Yirah Shamayim, not to do an Aveira, not to be concerned that you're not going to get the Chesed Hashem because Shem Agoram HaChet. There's no mitzvah in that. It's a weakness. It's a nervousness. It's a feeling. It's something we don't allow ourselves to go beyond it. And it seems that this is a mechanism. When I look how many times Kamei Pe'omim he was Shemeya Ra'inu V'Shamanu Kamei Pe'omim that he would save these people. Why should it be any different? And that can dispel that Shem Agoram HaChet and allow the person to reach the appropriate level of bitochen. So I just think that in Purim is focused on this sense of bitochen that the Klal Yisrael had, that Esther had. That's maybe the Pshat and Shoshanas Yaakov, Trosim HaYisrael HaNetzach, not only there, but throughout generations, Lohidia Shekol Kivecha Lo Yevoishu. How is it Lohidia? There it happened, maybe we don't deserve it. But no, all we have to do is see that example. Because the Shem Agoram HaChet is really, it's really a weakness. It's not even completely rational. There's no reason, Lama, why shouldn't he do it to me? He does all the time. This is what he does. And I could dispel that Shem Agoram HaChet. So seeing Mordechai, Tcheles Mordechai, and recognizing that Shuosim HaYisrael HaNetzach, so now, Lohidia, Ki Kol Kivecha Lo Yevoishu. Why shouldn't I assume it's going to happen to us too? And that's mamish, a source of strength throughout and all the difficulties of life, which we certainly know we have. I'd like to take, forgive me, I know it's late, and I know we're supposed to have mincha at 1:15, but I'd just like to share with you briefly a quote from the Abu Dhrom, because there is a serious issue, and if you didn't guess what the serious issue is, serious issue is the issue of happiness. The Rambam tells us that real happiness is matonas lev yoinim, because there's no simcha like a person who rejoices the hearts of downtrodden people, because he's doymel Hashem. Being doymel Hashem is the true source of simcha, the true source of validation. That's what it's all about. But we know that there are other forms of simcha that seem to be part of the Purim celebration. So I just want to read with you a little bit of the insights from the Avu Dhrom over here, what that he says. It says, Perakam de Megillah, Chayiv Inish Lev Sumei, Bepure Adelo Yorah Ben Orur Homan Levoruch Mordechai. Yesh Meforshim. So he brings different dayas. Ad She Yischalef Loi Homan Ben Mordechai, Umordechai Ben Homan. What does that mean? He'll confuse the two. What does it mean? V'yesh meforshim. So I guess I don't know exactly what that means. Yesh meforshim. Maybe that's the pshat in this. Ki oror homon oy le. Oh no, this is a different one. I guess that's, he might get confused. He's a little shikker. The wrong words could come out. It could be like a plita saper. Maybe yesh meforshim ki oror homon oy le beminyan baruch Mordechai. Says the minyan, the gematria, I guess it means between all the oror homon and baruch Mordechai the same. V'rotzo loyma. What did Chazal mean? Ad shlo yeda lechavin hacheshbon. You'll get lost in the cheshbon. I'm shikker, and it's hard for me to keep cheshbon. Like this oru aleph reish is 200, vav is 6, reish is 200, hey is 5, mem is 4, and this. And someplace, if you're a little bit shikker, so you get lost in the numbers. So that's, he says, what it means not to know the difference when you're doing the gematrius. Ubal ha Hamin hogois kosa venira beinai shepiut hoyosh al bayis echod oinen oror homon val bayis acher oinen boruch Mordechai. One place they would answer oror homon, the other place answer boruch Mordechai. Vitzorich siluso, you have to have this presence of mind. Shepeomim sheein oda miskaven v'toya. You might not be paying attention which house is the one that's supposed to say one, and you can make a mistake. Not a very deep sense of being confused about the difference between a rosh and a tzaddik. For Rav Reb Yitzchok also. Piyut bedugma zu. Oy shema mipnei shlohoye regilin lishtos yayin kidamrinu b'Yerushalmi. It could be they weren't rogel lishtos yayin. Rabbi Yoyne shose arba kose beleil pischo vechizuk reishe mipischo adatzerto. He says he drank four cases of wine on Pesach and he had a headache until Shavuos. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi shose arba kise vechizuk reishe ad Ad Beichoga, maybe till Sukkos, he had a headache. They didn't drink too much. They weren't used to drinking. They didn't get used to it. Alkein, hoyu misbasmin umargishin bimeat yayin. Therefore, they would drink a little bit and they would get drunk because they weren't used to it. Aval anachnu, shiragilin, I don't know what that's all about. Shiragilin, ve'ein onu mishtakrin mehera, we have a little more tolerance. Ein lishtus yayin kolkach. That we don't need to drink so much. They needed to drink more because they, I don't know. But anyway, ein lishtos yayin kolkach. Vim teima hei chayv uchachomim lishtake bepurim. V'aloi bekamo mekoy mespatoira mazgir shu michshel godol hashikrus kemoy noyach v'loi. The Torah tells us beferish. Look what happened to Noyach. Look what happened to Loid. All of this because of shikrus and yayin. So he said, how could the chachomim be machayev us lihishtaker when there's such michshalim that are involved? It's a good kasha. So he says like this, v'yesh loyma, b'pnei shekol hanisim shenasu liyisrael b'mei achashverosh hoyu al yedei mishte. Ki betchilo nitrodo v'shosi min ha'malch v'vashti min ha'malchus al yedei mishte ha'yayin. They had the mishte ha'yayin. There was a whole suda with yayin, and that's how she lost her malchus. V'yoy mashvi ketoiv lev ha'melech b'yoyin or melohov yes vashti ubo Esther tachteo al yedei mishte sheneemar v'yas ha'melech mishte godol l'chol sor v'avodov es mishte Esther, which I guess also a mishte is with wine. V'chein inyan omurim apolos al yedei mishte hayayin hoyo. V'lochein chayvul yishtaker bepurim. Therefore they were machayvus to get drunk on Purim. B'pnei shebo hanes bavur mishte hayayin. Since the nes came about through this mishte hayayin, it's mentioned mishte so many times, she also saw Esther, v'ata yi anizka, and now we will remember hanes hagodol b'shtiyas yayin. That by drinking wine, we'll remember the nes hagodol. So it seems two things from here, just want to point out. Number one, seems that the inyan is mishteh yayin. It doesn't seem to be yayin alone. Mishteh yayin is they had sudas. Each time there was a whole suda. And therefore, I would say, I don't know the halacha, although it seems in halacha it's only brought about the drinking during the suda. It really would seem that one who wishes to maintain the spirit and the appropriate behavior on Purim should relegate the drinking to the Suda. Secondly, it seems a Mishteh HaYayin, that Yayin is certainly the preferred method. I can't say that the other, you're not Yotze with anything else, I don't know, sounds like you might be, but certainly this is the preferred thing. But he says something else that's very significant. He says, V'ato yiyah nizkor hanes hagodol b'shtiyas Yayin. The Fruma amongst us, or the Frumkeit within us, that wishes to be machmer in this particular mitzvah, and no one is insinuating Mosef is this mitzvah over other mitzvahs, so let's not go there. But those that feel they want to be mekayim this mitzvah kitikuna, they have to realize that the inyan is ata yia nizkar hanes hagodol b'shtiyas hayayin, because there was a nes godol that happened through the mishta Esther, and therefore we want through the drinking, it should be a prop to bring us to remember the Mishte Esther, the Nes HaGodol that took place. And I don't think I need to say more, other than to say that unfortunately, sometimes we find people that drink, and it seems to be a very widespread thing, that really get to the point where if you ask them if it's Purim or Pesach or Hanukkah or Tisha B'Av, maybe Tisha B'Av they would guess it's not Tisha B'Av, but they're not really into that. And it's very questionable whether at a certain level of Shikrus we could really remember and focus on the Nes HaGodol that took place. And if it isn't to focus on the Nes HaGodol that took place, then it's not the kiyum of the mitzvah. So if we're drinking because we want to drink, all right, and, that's a mistake. Hell am I, we're doing it for the mitzvah. It has to be with serious moderation. It has to be enough, as we say, you know, to remove the inhibitions, which is what I think, you know, because it says nichnas yayin yotzo soid, and then it says ein simcha lebebosav yayin. I think that the simcha that we're talking about is it removes the inhibitions, and therefore the truth can come out, but there has to be internal simcha. And the simcha is the simcha shal mitzvah. The simcha is the simcha of the Nes Purim. The simcha is that the Suda says to the simcha is the hatzolah of Klal Yisrael, that we're still alive today after generation of every effort on the part of anybody who raised up his hand or his fist or his sword or his gun or his bombs or whatever it was to try to annihilate us and destroy us. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu mi'odom. So if that's what it is, and that's what we have to remember, so the mitzvah, it seems, is only to the point that I can enhance, I can bring about, I can focus, I can better focus on the nes that took place, al yedei hayayin. If it goes beyond that, then it's certainly not in any way, it seems, a kiyum of that mitzvah.